Convincing Reads, the podcast where I try to convince you to read some of my favorite books. I'm your host, Katie Brown. To start off the podcast, I'll read the quote of the day. Today's book quote of the day is, "We don't need a list of rights and wrongs, tables of do's and don'ts. We need books, time, and silence. Thou shalt not is soon forgotten, but once upon a time lasts forever." Philip Pullman. I like this quote because it honestly reminds me of kind of like rules. Like, yeah, rules should be remembered, but you remember a lot more, I feel like, of books. At least I do anyways. Like, different situations remind me of different things that happened in the past or things that might happen in the future. It just really correlates together. So, today is the last episode of my podcast, and I'm going to kind of go over what I've learned throughout this whole thing. So, I don't know if many knew or not, but this podcast started out as a school project for my business communications class. And I initially started out with a partner, and we did one on farming, but she dropped the class, so I got to decide if I wanted to continue going with that podcast topic or start over. I decided to start over and do books because I was really interested in books, and farming was something I was kind of interested in, but I'd rather do it over books. So, what I found challenging was, at first, just recording, because I had a hard time listening to myself and coming up with, I think, like, ideas to say. And what I found kind of the easiest was I love the editing part, like the editing of audio and stuff like that. That I found easy and fun. So another thing is that I found challenging was scheduling guests, because I had a hard time. I don't like to ask for help, and having somebody on my podcast made me feel like I was asking for help. So it definitely was like, who do I want to pick? But everybody who I had interview for both this podcast and last one were very nice and easier for me to talk to. Like, they helped me with the conversation and having the conversations flow. And having, learning these skills, like, in how to interview people, I feel like will definitely help me in the future with things like job interviews or even just talking to someone. So it's building up new skills of mine. What I was finally getting the hang of at the end of the project was probably interviewing. Interviewing I kind of struggled with at the beginning because I felt really awkward. But at the end, when I found a topic I liked and I was really interested in, the conversations flowed way better than discussing something I didn't really find that interesting. So, yeah. And it over time that became easier because, like I said, that I found it easier to discuss a topic that I actually liked compared to one that didn't really interest me. But, you know, overall, I'm kind of proud of myself because I worked with a partner in the beginning of the project, which I normally hate partner work because I do all of the work most of the time. But it was actually kind of fun getting to talk with somebody who had similar experiences or new experiences that kind of relate to what I've experienced, and to hear funny stories and interview people that I've never talked to. But getting to hear those interviews and hearing about how their experiences differ from mine was something I thought was really cool. If I could redo both of them over again, I would probably I think I would definitely schedule out interviews beforehand and maybe try to find maybe a few authors for my new one, where maybe I find some local authors that their books aren't that popular, and maybe try to have them recommend me a book or like try to promote their book. So maybe I could use the podcast as more of a promoting for maybe some local businesses, like book businesses, or like maybe some local authors or publishers or something. So as I said in the beginning, this was a class project, and I think overall, I feel like the teacher needs to be more strict about having everybody do their part in projects, because there's times where I was doing all of the work, scheduling all of the interviews, and things like that. So that was definitely a struggle that I think could be fixed. And then I definitely think that having, like, at the beginning, before we start our project, having us come up with more ideas for what to do in case somebody drops in, like, the class and your partner's now gone. But I also think coming up with different ideas, like, if finding your main topic and then creating subtopics for each idea, because at the beginning of the class, we got to find, like, we found, I think it was 4 topics we liked, and then we chose which one we wanted to do for sure. I feel like if we would have picked out the 4 and did like subtopics you would talk about for each episode, that might make it easier to find guests sooner and research more about what each one would be, and maybe kind of help, that might help with like organizing what episode would go in what order. So I think that would be a good thing to do in the beginning of the class for next year. Anyways, this was my last episode of my podcast. Thank you for listening. If you have listened to past ones, thank you so much for listening. I'm your host, Katie Brown. Peace out.